Dooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-dooby-doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Hollywood Minority. I put that on for Brad, mostly because there is a little bit of a Scooby-Doo news later on today, but how are you doing?
I'm great. That was season one, Scooby. That was Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? The original.
That's the one I feel most people should know. Yeah. Do you feel that there's another one that most people know?
Well, they re-recorded it dozens of times, but I enjoy the slightly British twinge of the...
Like the Beatles-esque?
Yeah, the Monkees-esque.
Yeah. I love it. I grew up loving Scooby-Doo, but I would only watch... I watched all of them. I can't really think of one that I didn't really watch. The only one that I haven't watched are the newer ones. The newest stuff,
so
but I know they're good.
So good.
I know they're
good. You're missing out.
Trust me. I'm going to be talking about it. But once again, folks, we are the Hollywood Minority. I am Daniel Gutierrez, one of your hosts. Across from me, Brad Taylor.
Hola.
At DGutierrez84, at BradleyBear2000 on Twitter.
That's me.
Say what's up. Are you that also on Insta? No, right?
I am.
But is it different?
I think it's also...
Like, what's your social media choice? Because Facebook, you kill it on Facebook.
Yeah, because it's easy. Facebook is easy. It's just there.
Okay. I like Twitter. I like Twitter my favorite because I use words, and Twitter is words, so I can compete.
I use words.
I can't use pictures. Everybody else uses pictures, and I'm like looking at all these people with amazing lives thanks to filters.
Right.
And I can't recreate that. Like, I just put up something of me and my daughter just because, like, I have family that sees it.
She doesn't need a filter.
And I use zero filter on her because she's adorable. And, but I just don't have those fancy lives. Like, I see people on my work spot for today, and they're like on the beach with their laptop in their lap. And I'm like,
wow.
Okay. Dick. Like, whatever.
You're going to get melanoma.
Yeah, I hope you do.
We don't hope that.
Kind of.
Well, maybe.
But anyways.
A little bit.
So, what have you been up to? It's been a while.
It has been a while.
And I've decided what I'm going to start doing from now on, just to keep things moving and keep things going on my end, is I'm going to pair this podcast up with one that I'm going to start doing for just be by myself more frequently.
All right.
And I also want to add, Brad and I... mentioned it, we want to watch a movie and all this stuff. So I'm excited because the one that I want to show Brad is something called Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue.
I don't know what that is.
So in 1989, I believe, could be 91, so anywhere between 89 and 91.
Okay.
The reason why is because Bush was still president.
Oh, boy.
And it's important because this is a cartoon done by the government.
Huh.
Where they were having, in the 80s, kids, we had a problem, and that problem was apparently crack. Everyone was on it.
That's true. As far as the eye could see.
Yeah. I mean, children were just walking
in
down
the streets.
Crack.
Cracked out of their minds.
And the government was like, we need to stop it. This is the reason why so many people are turning bad and why a lot of people need to go to jail.
All right.
So to help fight that, Barbara Bush called up every Saturday morning cartoon possible.
Oh, no.
To be involved in this cartoon called Cartoon All-Stars to the Rescue, where they help this boy, where they come out of the TV to help this boy who is turning to crack.
Jesus Christ. All right. Is the kid white?
The kid is tan enough to possibly be a minority, but I believe he is white.
Okay. So it's like Who Framed Roger Rabbity?
Yes. No. It's all animated. The whole thing is animated.
Oh, so the kids, they don't come out because he's on crack and he sees them come out of the TV?
They come out of the TV to save his sister.
Boy,
his little sister is at risk of possibly being influenced by him to do crack. And so you have...
But they're also animated.
Everybody's animated.
The kids, the tan kids are animated.
Yeah, right. Everything is all animated. And you have Garfield.
Oh, no.
And his friends. You have the Ninja Turtles. You have Winnie the Pooh guarding the girl. You have Alf. the cartoon version of Alf.
Ah.
You've got baby Kermit going, a little drugs is okay, but a lot can kill you. It's like, really, it's one of the greatest cartoons ever made.
I've never heard of this, and I think it would make me want to do drugs.
You know what? I'm going to smoke when we watch it. It's going to be the greatest thing ever. I love that. I just love it. So I am excited to do that. We'll probably be doing that real soon at some point.
Yeah.
But, but it's exciting. It's exciting. Have you been watching any? Have you gone to see any movies? Have you been watching anything on TV lately?
Well, I was on quarantine last week.
You were on quarantine.
Yeah.
Where do they shoot?
No, meaning I couldn't leave my house.
Oh wait, yeah, I forgot.
Not the show. Or
the
show called
no longer
quarantine.
Exists. I know which one you're.
Yeah. Jeez.
I was like, where do they shoot at? Because I thought they were done.
They shoot at my house, apparently.
So yeah, you were on quarantine. So what were you? What were you using to take your mind off of stuff?
A lot of Netflix. They thought I had the measles.
But what did they?
I don't know
what you have.
I don't know.
But it could have been measles.
It could. I was covered with spots and fever and. Yeah, it was no bueno.
I was going to go by and drop some stuff off, but I'm like, I don't know how close I can get to you. I have to like FedEx and just screw the FedEx
guy. The doctors
guy.
Are freaking out. They're like, what the hell are you doing?
Really? Did they even keep you in the hospital?
No, they can't. They want to get rid of you
because
you're contagious.
Oh, because that's a huge thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they just sent me home.
Okay.
And I was all loopy for about a week.
And no doctor came to your home to do any tests?
No, there's nothing. They took like a gallon of blood out of me.
Okay.
They determined it wasn't. That's a whole thing. But they determined it wasn't, but I don't know what it was.
Okay. Let's say it was an allergic reaction.
Yeah. Yes.
At best, I guess.
Yeah, well, but it was a rough week.
Yeah, you had a very rough week. So what did you watch on Netflix? Anything new? Anything or old?
I was so out of it. I just turned Netflix on.
Let stuff roll.
You know, Hulu. It's a lot of 30 Rock.
Hulu, I like because it doesn't stop to check in on me.
It doesn't ask if I'm alive or not.
Yeah, that's like Netflix.
Care.
So that's why if I want just something to roll, I go on Hulu. If I need to pay attention to it, I go to Netflix because it forces me to because I have to press play and stuff. But in the time that you've been quarantined, I finished Sabrina.
Yay.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Damn right.
And I am highly impressed with that show.
It's a great show.
It is really a really good show. And it, you know, I always say.
Do you?
When you're doing a reboot, you know, you have to do everything in your power to beat the original. Now, the smart people do reboots of semi-good shows. I felt
Where
Sabrina the Teenage
going
Witch
with this?
Was a semi-good show. It wasn't bad.
All right.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was a. Kind of a ripoff. It's like a teen ripoff of Bewitched.
Sure.
But you can improve on it. Well. You could have absolutely improved on it, and that's exactly what these people did at Netflix.
But it's a completely different animal.
And it is. And that's another thing that I think was very smart.
I wouldn't call it a reboot. It's simply a reimagining.
Oh.
It's based on, you know, a different comic book series. So
I guess.
You know?
But, I mean, they still got Harvey. They still got Salem. I love what they do with Salem.
The cat you never see because she's allergic to it in real life.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Why did they?
Because they needed a cat, and she's like, guys, I'm allergic. So that's why she never really
did
holds
the
cat.
Did she not know?
She must have. I mean, it's Sabrina. I'm sure she watched the original show. But yeah, she's apparently pretty allergic to the cat, so that's why the cat's hardly in it with her.
And that's also why when she is with her, it's usually the
far away
computer animated version of because it
doesn't talk yet.
What Salem does in this show is a really cool thing. I like how they use Salem. I love the aunts.
Yeah,
both aunts are great. And I really love because I grew up Catholic.
Oh boy,
I love they're doing Catholic mass, but it's all satanic, and
sure.
I crack up every single time.
It's a thin line.
I hear it.
It's a thin line.
It really is. So it's been a while. It's been a while.
Oh,
I
watched
up.
Stranger Things is what I watched when I was loopy,
and I haven't finished it because I'm waiting. But because you know how you have a group of friends that you watch it with.
No, but okay.
You know, do you ever watch any shows with do you have a show that you watch with a bunch of people?
I suppose
so. You have to wait for all of them to
get
together.
There's a time limit.
There is a time limit. What's your time limit?
For something like Stranger Things, it's like 2 weeks, man.
Okay.
Because
Because
it gets out there.
But I want to wait so long that I forget the spoilers now. Because that's what I should have done with Endgame, but you can't do it with Endgame. You
so
want to wait
long
so long
you
that you forget the spoilers, and then you watch and you're surprised. You're like, oh, this is great.
And I didn't care for season one or two.
So you didn't, no, but you liked three.
I loved three.
Okay. So far, I'm liking three. I know a couple people that didn't like three, but I liked it.
They're stupid. Hopper's hot. His Magnum P.I. look.
Yeah.
And he's all naked.
Yeah, he's that guy went from Red Ranger to, I don't know what this guy is, but interesting.
Anywho.
Oh, well, sir, are you ready to get into the news?
Why not?
All right, let's do this.
All hands on deck. Here's the news.
I'm going to be using that from now on. It's a clean take, and we're going to be using that from now on. I'm going to surprise you with it. In fact, while I'm doing something, I should probably pull up some stuff. Anyways, D23 is happening right now, correct? Or am I wrong?
Coming up.
It's coming up.
If it's not now.
They're already releasing stuff that I think is already from D23.
Sure.
So for those of you who don't know, D23 is Disney's Comic-Con, which I like that they separated it.
Well, it's not like they don't have enough stuff.
I like that everybody's separating their stuff now because it gives me time to enjoy each piece as opposed to Comic-Con used to have all of it coming at me at once. It was just too much.
All on your face.
Yeah, for like 2 weeks I got a lot of news and then nothing for the rest of the time. So now that it's split up, I feel like it's okay.
I was at Disneyland on Friday.
I saw that you were at Disneyland.
Haunted Mansion, 50th anniversary.
Are they doing anything special?
Oh, yeah. There's tons of stuff. People were waiting in line for 2 hours to get merchandise.
To
buy stuff.
This is the problem with
you
the country.
You say problem. I say amazing.
But listen, here's the thing.
I got my Madame Leota Funko Pop. She glows in the dark.
Wow. So that's the... girl, the woman in the ball.
Yes.
The crystal ball. Played by Jennifer Tilly in the movie.
I have an autographed picture of her as Leota.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, smart man. Are they doing anything at D20? Do they do D23 there at Disneyland?
They do it at the convention center, which is just down the street. No, Anaheim.
Oh, the Anaheim Convention mm-hmm. Center. Okay. So
it's huge. It's all like Disney collectors and stuff. Like there's a whole booth just of old Disney name tags.
What?
Like people like sell their name tags.
That used to work there?
Yeah, like you can buy.
How much are those going for?
A few bucks.
Okay.
And my husband loves Disneyland, so I bought him a few.
I think I have a gift for you.
Uh-oh.
I'll look for it. We'll pause. I'll look for
pantsless?
It in a moment. It is not, sir. We had a discussion as to whether or not I would get naked in front of anybody. And the answer
we're working
is no.
on it. The we're no. working on it. We're gonna have a call-in show, and we're gonna find out.
Listen,
day.
If people want to tip me, it's not gonna take a whole lot to make me start doing stuff.
Hold on, I'll be back. I gotta go to the cash machine. But D23, they booths and stuff, old Disney memorabilia, and then new stuff, of course. And they're all pumping their new shows
now,
and stuff.
Do you have to buy tickets?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it was tickets or not. So
it's tickets.
There we go. Then how much are those going for? Do you know?
I don't know.
You didn't even check.
And then the guy that does the Disneyland voice,
the
you know,
voice
like Disneyland
Disney.
Will be closing.
Yes, yes, yes.
He'll like leave a voicemail for you, you know, like your answering service.
For like
stuff.
What, $10 or something?
I don't know, but there's a long line for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, the reason why I'm mentioning it is because they're already releasing a few things. Now, here's the thing. They released the first picture of something that I'm about to be sorely disappointed with. And I know I'm going to be sorely disappointed with.
You're shaking your fist
already. Yeah, because I was excited when they started saying, oh, we're going to do live action versions of the movies you loved.
Uh-huh.
And I went, that's great. You can improve upon the show. You can improve upon the movies in some cases.
Some, I guess.
In some cases. Like, I was very excited for Cinderella.
That was good, though. That was a good one. You shut up.
What they didn't have was the thing that I was excited for.
What?
The mice. Talking mice.
Do the mice talk?
Happy birthday. Like, that's
like
a huge
Gus Gus?
Deal.
No.
Gus Gus. I needed Gus Gus. They had the mice, but they weren't talking. They were just real mice.
It was wonderful. I loved it.
So I was very disappointed. I mean, Aladdin was a thing that was made, and we'll get to that later.
I mean, it was no Brandy as Cinderella.
That's true. Everybody says that that's the best one.
Is.
I gotta watch it. I've never seen it. That may be on the list of the things that we're probably going to watch. The Lion King, I was so excited for. Great cast, great director. Did you watch it?
Oh, no.
Good call.
Oh, no.
They decided to go with emotionless lions that had no flair for musicals. Like, they did.
They went to the Serengeti and just got a few lions and tried to make them dance.
Basically did that. They basically did that, but they didn't even dance. They were just walking like, I Just Can't Wait to Be King. That song that had the
I'm
big
familiar.
Number,
uh-huh.
it's them literally just walking around the waterhole. That's it. That's it. No, nobody's dancing. Nobody's doing anything.
Well, I don't know what you expect.
I expect you're animating the damn animals. Make them dance.
Whoa.
Make them dance.
Whoa.
That's what, and emotion on their face. That's the other thing. You couldn't tell if they were sad, angry, upset, because they're animals and they didn't give them eyebrows,
well,
which is
they
what
don't have eyebrows.
So I couldn't tell how. Like, are you angry?
I'm not sure what you expected from this.
I expected.
Did you emotion. See the Jungle Book that he did?
Which I liked. It had emotion. Had emotion. Had more emotion
had a
in
person,
that one.
That's why I had people.
That's what. Then we needed people in this. The Lion King.
The Lion King with people.
With people. Oh shit. Well, they released the first image. Have you seen it?
Of
Lady and the Tramp.
No. What the fuck is that? Is that someone? Just someone did that?
No.
Like someone went to an animal shelter and got
her. That is the official.
That is not
Disney
what Tramp looks
Lady
like.
Lady and
Tramp
the Tramp
should be a hot dog.
You know
a
what?
Hot dog,
I didn't know if you were going to agree with me on that one, but I agreed with you. I 100% agree with you. Tramp looks like an older, scruffy dog, not very long, lean, and skinny.
It looks like he's about to get put down.
He looks like he's really about. Like he looks like Benji, like a older, like a bigger Benji.
He looks like...
And blue in this picture.
But. Yeah. I don't know what that's about, but whatevs.
I mean, I'm going to get disappointed.
Well, you're going to see it.
I'm going to watch it.
Did you watch Dumbo?
I've watched everything.
Did you watch Dumbo?
I did watch Dumbo.
Why?
I got saddened.
You're the reason why this happens.
Yeah. Well, I'm also the reason why they are now making an Aladdin sequel. So that's the other
bit
of news.
The Return of Jafar?
That came out of there. I don't know what it's going to be. I would assume it... Because they could do The Return of Jafar, and then they could do The King of Thieves, right? Aladdin and the King's
sure.
King of Thieves. They could do that, but
they could just get Ricky Martin and just have a concert. I don't know.
Ricky Martin is in Hercules. If they haven't been anything, he's in Hercules. And the reason being is he did the song in Spanish for Hercules.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's cute.
So, and that's actually one of the songs that I really enjoyed. It was actually better than Michael Bolton's by a lot.
Well,
by a whole lot.
Well, all right, so more live action. All right.
Yeah, we're getting more. And the reason why is because of Disney Plus.
The reason is people go to see it, beating a dead horse.
Well, so you have Disney Plus, we have Hulu, we have Netflix. We're going to get HBO Max, which you're probably going to get for free, lucky you.
I was just helping them plan out their big launch party today. See,
there you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to upgrade to
HBO,
HBO
Max with over 10,000 hours of content.
Because it's only $2 more than HBO, and I'm getting all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth it, in my opinion. But we're getting to a point where I need to start looking for free services like Pluto, like Crackle. And I may need to cut Netflix. I don't know if I want to cut Netflix or not.
I don't know who you are.
Listen, Netflix, what have they been putting out of late that's like made you go, wah?
Glow Season 3.
Okay, that's one thing.
That's all you need. Gina Davis.
And when you're done?
Gina Davis in a showgirl outfit.
Okay.
It's amazing.
All right. She, well, I mean, at one point, I thought she was.
Eliza Minnelli lookalike in the wrestling ring. Come on.
All right, then.
Glow.
You sold me.
Let's see.
Another announcement is Barbie.
Oh, I like that announcement.
They are
Barbie
going,
the doll?
Yeah, Barbie the doll. They're going to release a new line of Barbies. And as you know, most Barbies are themed. I have an issue.
Why, sure.
And
I have many.
Do you know what the newest theme is? Did you hear the news? It just happened like not that long ago. All right, so my
hashtag Me Too Barbie.
Here's the thing. Barbie's known for two things.
Yeah,
having a lot of
being
jobs.
Sassy, and having a lot of good friends.
That's one thing, in my opinion.
And math is hard. Yeah.
Did she actually say that right? She
yeah,
said it, right?
The doll. That's my cookie for the boy. Cookies for the boys. Math is hard.
Is this real? Isn't that Malibu Stacy though? Didn't Malibu
I mixed the two. I mixed the cookies. But yes, she did say math is hard. Let's go to the mall.
Well, let's start off with the franchise. The franchise, you want to take a guess, it's a big movie franchise that she is now being themed on. They're releasing three dolls based off of this movie.
Toy
franchise.
Story?
No, that would be actually what would they do? Just release Barbies?
She was in Toy Story 15.
Yeah. She was in Toy Story 3 where she hooked up with Ken and never turned back.
And she was in Toy Story 4.
No, she wasn't. That was Bo Peep.
No.
Maybe there were other Barbies.
No, there were other Barbies. Okay, then. Like aerobics Barbie or something.
Oh, okay, then.
Don't you?
I won't question.
Sorry.
So what movie franchise do you think?
Saw.
It is a Disney franchise. Oh. Saw would be the best thing ever. I would buy every single one.
The Lion King. I don't know.
Star Wars. Here you go, sir. So here are my issues.
Yes.
She's known for two things. Having a lot of jobs.
Stop. Those are beautiful. It's like Anna Wintour meets Darth Vader.
And she's supposed to have amazing outfits. Now, I'm fine with that's Darth Vader.
It's Anna
Wintour.
Looks
like Kylo Ren.
It's amazing.
And
yes.
Then obviously Princess Leia.
She looks fabulous.
But
yes.
My issue is the one in the middle.
The R2-D2 girl?
R2-D2. Why is that my issue? She looks like one of those girls that goes to Comic-Con and just finds a dress that fits a theme and says, oh,
yeah, because
be
they sell that outfit at Disneyland.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that dress. Oh. The R2-D2 dress. Yeah, that's a thing.
They should just pick something else.
I don't know what your problem is. Those look amazing. I want those now. Princess Leia looks amazing.
They're being released. Yeah, they look pretty cool. I liked the Darth Vader. I liked the Princess Leia. I wish they would have gone Luke or in a robe.
Luke.
Luke in a robe.
Transgender or, Luke. That's just Leia.
Or Han.
You mean like turn them into girls?
Well,
or have
Darth
like
Vader
Ken,
is a
Ken
Darth
version.
Vader's a woman.
Yes.
So they could switch roles. I don't. That's fine. They could have gone Luke. They could have gone. Jar Jar, I don't know. Something.
Jar Jar would be amazing.
Do you collect?
Boba Fett.
Boba Fett would have been a great one. Boba Fett would have been amazing. R2-D2, come on, you could have done better.
C-3PO.
But I guess they're just trying to sell that dress now that you just told me.
Yeah. I used to.
You used to?
It gets too crazy.
I could imagine that they're like...
There's too many.
It's the worst every year.
It's it. I used to like the Bob Mackie Barbies.
What was special about those?
Because they were designer dresses,
oh,
like created by legend Bob Mackie, and each one was like $300.
Well, let you know what I know. I did not know that there was
a
designer.
Do you
named
know
Bob
who
Mackie.
Bob Mackie is?
I did not know who Bob Mackie is. I thought he was a toy designer.
Bob Mackie is a very famous fashion designer from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and today. He designed all of Cher's outfits.
Oh.
All of Carol Burnett and Linda Carter, all those variety specials and stuff.
Oh, no wonder you know him.
Yeah.
There we go.
No wonder.
All
yeah.
those things just hit your wheelhouse right there.
That's right.
He designed your childhood
he
and
did.
Present,
and
basically.
Then some.
All right, then.
I'm excited for those. I need to order. Oh, what am I doing here?
Go and get on Amazon. Actually, you can pre-order them on Amazon right
and
now.
And I
what
will.
So you're probably going to be doing that while we're talking. That's the only Disney news that I have, but we're moving on to Pinocchio. Guillermo del Toro.
No.
He's doing a Pinocchio
no.
movie.
No.
Come on. Stop
no.
motion. Stop motion
no.
animation.
Just stop.
Why?
Just stop.
What's wrong?
Remember that? Was that Jonathan Taylor Thomas was
okay,
Pinocchio?
That was awful.
Yeah.
yeah.
What
that
more?
Was absolutely awful.
And then they have like horror movie Pinocchios and stuff.
So this is what he says he's going to do. His is going to be like Frankenstein. A Frankenstein Pinocchio.
No.
I'm assuming the only version for you is the cartoon.
I don't care for Pinocchio at all.
I'm in agreement with you. I
like Figaro the cat. That's my only thing about Pinocchio
yeah,
that I like.
Cute, but everything else about that movie was like dark, scary. I don't know why they're like, oh, it's beautiful. Let's show the children. It's like, no, this is like the most horrific thing you could show a child.
No, thank you.
So if
now,
I
if he said he was doing Bambi, then I'd be a little excited.
That would be the darkest Bambi ever. Like. Bambi's mom would come back from the dead just to kill the hunter.
Yeah, see? That'd do that.
Okay.
Do that.
But this is under Universal.
Of course, because it's fucking
Guillermo.
Public domain.
Yeah.
Pinocchio.
That's the one thing I want to do is I want to take every Disney public domain thing and redo every single one of them until they give up copyright law, until they loosen up their copyright laws.
You do that. Do that, pal. I'll be excited to find your body one day.
The Disney mafia. Get your ass over here.
All right.
We also found out what Robert Downey Jr.'s next project is. Do you know? It's Dr. Doolittle.
He's also doing Sherlock Holmes 3.
He's also doing Sherlock Holmes 3. But of the new franchises, he's going to be doing Dr. Doolittle. And they announced the retitle. The retitle of the thing. They had originally called it. that would have been great. The Voyage of Dr. Doolittle. That's what they originally called it. Now they're calling it Doolittle. Big announcement.
But that's what the poster said anyway. Like the original ones, just a Doolittle on it.
One of them said The Voyage of Dr. Dolittle.
And I don't know. All right.
Do you think this will top Eddie Murphy's? Did Eddie Murphy's top the original? I never saw the original.
You've never seen the original?
I've never seen the original.
Oh, God.
Is it good?
I mean, Talking Animals in the 60s, it's all fine.
Probably, it's probably better than Talking Animals in The Lion King.
Who was the girl that was in the Doolittle movies?
Oh, Raven Simone?
There we go. Yeah, that was the only thing I liked about those. It'll be fine. It's Robert Downey Jr. He has enough goodwill from Iron Man.
I mean, he did the Shaggy Dog. We can't forget that.
He did.
He did the Shaggy Dog, so let's see what he can do with Doolittle.
Great. Great.
Listen, I love him in everything. I want another Chaplin, although he basically did
another
the whole thing.
Another Chaplin.
He did the whole thing already.
I'm not sure how you
I
would
do
Chaplin
that,
too. But okay.
Electric Boogaloo. That's what I'm hoping for. In this, lately, it's been in the news lately. I don't know why this is still being harped upon. I don't know why they're just not letting the story die. But, of course, any news is good news. Did you see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I thought you were going to say the Holocaust.
No, not the Holocaust.
Wow. Boy, was I wrong.
Like, have you seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
I haven't. I know all about it, and I know I should see it, and I know how it ends.
Yeah.
So.
Well, basically, Quentin Tarantino has been coming under fire by the Lee family.
Oh, for Bruce Lee, Bruce Lee's
portrayal.
Because he's a dick or something.
Yeah, he's a dick in the movie.
Sure.
He's a bit of a dick in the movie. And I wanted to go to his defense. Now, he said his own defense. And have you ever been in the middle of a debate?
With Bruce Lee? No.
I wish. And been in the middle of a debate where, like, you take the side of some, you take somebody's side, and you're like, yeah, no, he's right. And then they say something that just completely destroys the whole argument.
Sure.
You're like, no,
sure.
Quiet.
Sure.
That's Quentin Tarantino.
Sure.
In my opinion. First off, he says that he thinks Bruce Lee was kind of a dick. Fair enough. That's not.
That's a take.
But that's a take.
Yeah.
And that's it's not fact.
Right.
If you're going to argue something, you kind of have to go with facts. Mm. He could have been a dick, maybe, but as far as I know, he wasn't. But who knows? Time has shown the opposite.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
But the other thing that he said was his movie is fictional.
Yes.
This Bruce Lee is fictional.
Yes.
And people are getting upset because of how it was portrayed. That's my whole thing. Not only was Bruce Lee fictional in this movie, the whole history is fictional.
Yeah, right. The whole last 10 minutes is revisionist history.
Yeah, everything is revisionist, which is his style, has been his style.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, even the sequence that Bruce Lee was in was a dream, kind of daydream sequence. So it wasn't really him.
It's fine.
So
people should be happy that he's even being represented.
And I will say, the guy who played him was fucking good. Really good at playing Bruce Lee.
Listen, I mean, yes, I guess if you were his family, you might not be thrilled.
You'd be a little upset, sure.
But
people are talking about him, at least.
Yeah. It's not like he murdered babies in the movie or anything.
He made bold claims and he lost the fight, which he did make bold claims in real life. I've seen him make those bold claims. Maybe not exactly what he said in the movie, but still.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slow day. Yeah. That's news.
Oh, I will say this. I love the movie, but I don't know what your sexual fetishes are, but I hope
think
it's
you
feet.
Do. Well, I think you do.
I know
more,
quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. I know a lot of them.
Yeah.
I don't think one of them is feet.
No.
And Quentin Tarantino's definitely feet.
He's always loved feet.
A lot. But like this one is like, God, that's gross. Like they're dirty. They're not even clean feet. They're
dirty. Once you've gotten to the point of Quentin Tarantino and you might direct a Star Trek movie. And
where are you going to put the feet in Star Trek?
You know,
hmm?
He'll find a place. There'll be creatures that are feet.
Oh, God.
There's space
one giant
creatures that are giant feet.
Creature with a vagina in the middle or something. I don't know.
So, you know, he can do what he wants. More power to him, you know?
Stop it. I want him to stop. I just want him to stop.
Well, he keeps threatening to.
Oh, my God. Now, the song that we played at the beginning, Scooby-Doo, there's a new cartoon out there called Scooby-Doo Guess Who.
And
so the show's been going on for a little while, right?
It's about six episodes now.
So this Thursday, Steve Urkel is on.
Sure is.
I am so excited for this.
Uh-huh.
I cannot wait to watch this. But how has it been so far with the new thing, because it looked great in the
Remember when we discussed this and I didn't know who the basketball player was in the first episode?
Oh yes. How has it been since?
It's been okay. So all right. So what they did once again is they tried to recapture that Scooby Doo from the '70s when they team him up with Batman and Robin and the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
One episode was Wanda Sykes.
Okay.
And that was okay.
All
right. It seemed like they held back a bit. And then my favorite so far, there have been two. One's with Wonder Woman.
Of course.
And I had some problems with that, but it was pretty solid. But Ricky Gervais episode is hilarious.
He's good in everything he says yes to.
Because like they let him be. The other ones, they kind of restrain the people. Like, you know, it's a family show.
Well, you couldn't.
But he's.
There's no way you can restrain that.
He's
man.
Just like, you know, you're a stupid dog. Why do you say your name? Scooby Dooby Doo. That's dumb. It's like if I said my name, Ricky Gervais. It's just, I just cracked me up. Like, he just calls Scooby Doo out at every opportunity. He's like, you're wearing an escort. Why are you wearing an escort?
Oh, wow, that's so good. So, does the show in general make fun of itself as well? Like, no, fully knowing what it is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's, this one has Matthew Lillard in it as Scooby. Or, sorry, as Shaggy.
Yes. Yes.
And it still has the guy who's been playing Fred since day one.
Yes,
right?
Frank. Well, he didn't know. He's not been since day one.
Oh, wow. What?
The guy from since day one is.
Not Scooby. Fred.
Fred. Yeah, sorry. Frank Welker.
Yeah.
Has done a lot of the voices. He did Megatron and all those.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he's Fred. And Daphne is not a new, like 20 years.
This girl She's been around Daphne. For a little while.
And Katie Cucci, is that her name?
It's a new Velma.
She's a new.
I feel like they replaced Velma a lot.
Well, yeah.
It was the girl from The Facts of Life for
it
a while.
It sure was. Mindy Cohn. She was the best.
Why
she was my
did they take her off? Come
don't,
on.
I don't know. Because she's maybe asked for more money.
Maybe. They're also doing a new Scooby-Doo with Will Forte as Shaggy.
They're doing computer animated
Scooby-Doo,
which looks amazing.
Really?
It looks like. I went to a panel at Comic-Con.
Okay.
And they were talking about it, and they showed some stills from it. And, like, you know, we kept trying to make Scooby-Doo, and, like, fuck it. We'll just make him look like he originally looked. So he looks like the Hanna-Barbera.
Oh.
But, you know, did you ever see the Peanuts movie that came out? Like,
yes.
It's like
so
that.
Cleaner like that.
Cleaner, but the same style. And, yeah, and they changed all the voices, which I'm not happy about, but... Mm. You know,
I'm okay with it. As long as
it's a movie, it's different.
Because they know who we love. They know we love Matthew Lillard as Shaggy. He got passed the torch from Casey Kasem.
He's dead.
And then Frank, right?
Frank Welker.
Frank Welker is Fred. And he's also Scooby now.
Yes.
And he was Baby Kermit, and he's...
On the Blu-ray that's coming out for the Scooby-Doo Where Are You 50th anniversary, there's a whole special just on Frank Welker.
There should be a special just
on
that
man. It's a whole hour. Yeah.
I want to watch it then. That may it's be something cool. that we watch.
Blu-ray. But yeah, the movie is called Scoob. S-C-O-O-B. But like it's an acronym for something.
Okay.
And I guess it's the origin of Mystery Incorporated. But it also has all the other Hanna-Barbera characters. Like Captain Caveman and Blue Falcon. And yeah.
What?
So from what I've heard, what I've seen, their office used to be right behind mine.
Oh, really?
And I used to peek in at them drawing stuff, and it looks pretty good.
So they were on the main lot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They had a tiny little studio. I'm excited for it.
Okay.
I'm sad it won't be out for the 50th anniversary, but...
It's going to come out, what, next year?
In the summer. Probably.
In the summer? Okay.
Yeah.
On our list of what we're going to watch. I have so many things on that list that we have to watch, by the way.
We'll never leave this tiny room.
That's this tiny hot room. Sorry.
Take your shirt off.
No. Damn it. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants it.
I do.
Now, I have a question, and I don't know if you know
this
answer.
Yes, I would put out for you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Sorry.
It's not a request. I thought you were like saying if I told you to do something with somebody to help me out, you would say yes, but I see what you're saying now. Mm-hmm. Do you know who Awkwafina is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I am aware of who she is.
Uh-huh.
I don't know any of her work, so to speak. I haven't seen her in anything.
How dare you?
What Oceans, should I have seen her in?
Ocean's 8.
Okay, I didn't
she
see
She was
it.
Ocean's Great in that movie. And she was spectacular in Crazy Rich Asians. She's the reason to watch Crazy Rich Asians.
So I think I'm going to watch those too.
She's hilarious. She's not, but when I watch her like stand-up stuff, I don't find her funny. Or her SNL gig, I didn't think it was that good. But like in the movies, she's good.
I saw her in Future Man for really briefly in these things.
Future Man?
Future Man.
Was that the Hulu thing?
Yeah.
No, I know of it.
You'll like it. Maybe you'd like
it. Yeah, see, think better of it.
I'm thinking better. No, I enjoyed the hell.
Are we talking about
so
that
good.
Movie, The Funeral or whatever?
No.
What is it called?
Sorry. The new movie is called The new movie that she's going to star in, they announce, is The Last Adventure of Constance Verity. Now, here's.
That's a mouthful.
There's a reason why I'm bringing her up because I was like, okay, well, I want to announce it, but let me see what else she's been in. So I did her history, and she's not been in a whole lot of things.
No.
But I'm just shocked. Because here's what she's going to be within the next year and a half to 2 years. This is what she's going to be in.
All right.
Shang-Chi.
Oh, the Marvel movie?
Yes, the Marvel movie.
That makes me want to see it now.
The SpongeBob movie sequel, It's a Wonderful Sponge.
Jesus Christ.
It's called. There's another movie called Breaking News in Yuba County. Another movie called The Prom.
All right.
Jumanji, The Next Level.
Awesome.
She's going to be in the new Dark Crystal TV show, Age of Resistance.
Awesome.
And the Angry Birds 2 movie.
I can see that.
And this one hurts me the most. She's going to be in The Little Mermaid. Do you know who she's going to be in The Little Mermaid?
Hold on. Who could she be in The Little Mermaid?
Take a guess. I want you to guess.
Sebastian.
No, I would have been okay with that. I would have been fine with that.
Who the hell is she going to be in
Scuttle.
Little Mermaid? Scuttle the bird?
Scuttle the bird. She's going to be Scuttle.
For the movie or the ABC version? The live, the
you know
TV
what?
Version? Or the...
I think that is going to be for the movie version
God.
I can double check that one, but it wasn't the TV version.
I mean, okay.
I can't get upset at the casting. I mean.
Yeah, you can because it's stupid.
But
I mean, that whole movie's doomed.
Yeah,
doomed.
I mean, I had no problem with who they cast as Ariel. They could have cast anybody as Ariel.
We talked about that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I'm having issues with the father, King Triton.
Yeah.
I'm having issues with Prince Eric.
If you're on the Facebook, sometimes it's the One Direction guy, and sometimes he says no, so I don't know.
No, he said yes.
Well, I just saw a thing that said he said no.
What?
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, no, it was announced today that he said yes.
I saw two things today my feed. Like, he said yes, he said no. I don't know.
You know
I don't know from One Direction.
I'll make my bet.
No direction.
It's going to be him.
All right,
I
cool.
I have no reason to think it would
that
be
that so far is the only selling point I can see for that movie.
I like also who they got for Flounder. They got the little kid from, do you know the Good Boys? The new movie, The Good Boys?
Yeah.
There was the one who's been like in a bunch of other movies besides that one.
I don't know.
The middle. He's always standing in the middle.
He's always in the middle.
Good choice for Flounder, basically. I like
he's
Flounder.
He's floundering about.
With Scuttle, I was expecting at least an old senile person.
Buddy Hackett? I think he's dead.
Well, I mean, they could get Jay Moore.
He's almost dead.
So, but like.
I don't know what to say to that. Whatever.
Oh, and she's also, and this is what she's been of note. Of note,
of
she's
note.
Been on The Farewell, Crazy
That's
Rich
the
Asians,
one, The Farewell. That's like
and
the,
Ocean's
8. The funeral. Ocean's 8 is she's really good in that, and she just, I'm telling you, Crazy Rich Asians, she kills in that movie.
I'm a little bit afraid that I think they're going to Edward James almost her.
Like put her in everything?
That needs some
that
sort of
Asian
woman.
Representation?
That she's in everything, but although.
But she's not in Mulan.
She's not in Mulan, and she's Scuttle. So.
And she's, yeah.
So.
I mean, come on. If they offered you Scuttle, I'd be like, fuck yeah, all right.
I would say yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good for her. I'm going to watch it.
She could be sassy.
We'll check it out. They may just go a complete direction with different directions.
Well,
Scuttle.
I think they'd have to. I think they kind of have to.
I guess so. I guess they have to.
Nah, she's great. I love her.
I will watch Crazy Rich Asians after this. After these messages. And I'm back. It was good.
Yeah, it was great. How'd you like it?
It was all right.
I really like that movie. I've seen it 4 times now.
Is that WB movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is. But so is Ocean's 8. But, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You got them both. I didn't watch Ocean's 8.
It's good.
I didn't.
It's
you
not
know what
amazing.
It was? I didn't see any previews or any trailers that made me go, "Oh, I gotta watch that." Crazy Rich Asians actually had a few, but it still wasn't wheelhouse.
Ocean's 8 is like female Ghostbusters.
Oh,
there's not a reason for it, but I was still entertained by it.
Okay. Yeah, I was entertained by female Ghostbusters, yeah.
Yeah. I love a Sandy B movie. It's a caper. I love a caper.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I do like Sandra Bullock.
There's nods to the original, so it's cute.
Does it tie in at all?
Yes.
Like, okay, so there's a tie in.
Oh, yeah.
And it is Ocean, so I'm assuming Clooney? You're not going to ruin it?
I'm not going to ruin it.
Well, okay, fine.
There's a few things that tie it to the original trilogy.
All right, then. I will watch it. You sold me, sir. What are you looking forward to seeing in the near future?
I was going to say you without your shirt on, but I didn't.
It's not going to happen.
No, it's going to happen.
Tension
is
not hot enough. Oh, don't trust me. There is a lot of tension. I can feel it.
Idaho. Fudgems. Everything's all weird now. Fall season's coming up, and
we're in the season where there's nothing really.
Oh, I want to see that. Oh, now I'm going to be racist. The zombie movie.
Which zombie movie? Not Zombieland 2, but
no,
the one with
Bill I want to see that too. With
the one with Bill Murray?
No. I want to say Lupita Nyong'o, but I don't want to be racist if that's not who it is.
Oh.
Where she's watching all the kids.
Yes, it is Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, thank God. It looks really good.
I'm forgetting the name of it, but yes.
It looks like Shaun of the Dead-ish.
Okay, yeah.
And she's like babysitting these kids.
Oh, and they have a new show coming out. They're going to be Shaun of the Dead people. Nick Frost and Simon Pegg are going to be doing a TV show on Amazon. Why?
Nick Frost is my dream.
You're going to see him a lot.
God.
You're going to see him a whole lot.
He was in that wrestling movie, Fighting With My Family.
Yes.
And he had a mohawk, and I was there for it.
I got to watch it.
It's a good movie.
I was gonna rent it this past weekend.
It was very good.
I have my daughter.
So, yeah, I want to see that. I still want to see that Scary Stories.
That looks great. The Scary Stories Tell in the Dark. I'm really excited for that one as well. I'm also excited for Hobbs and Shaw.
I saw that.
And it's everything you expected. Oscar winning.
It's
like how many Oscars?
It is the dumbest.
Yes.
Piece of garbage.
Yes.
That's so amazing.
Yes.
Like you watch it and you feel like you should be ashamed of yourself, but it's so good.
I love it. Here's the thing. After Fast and Furious 1 was great. Fast and Furious 2 and 3 were I didn't really care too much about it. But when they realized what they were walking away from.
Car Avengers.
Basically, they brought in 4 and it all came back around. And they didn't make light of what they were. They knew what they were.
Now, Hobbs and Shaw is.
Is.
You're like, I can't believe this is actually on film. People, I'm watching this with delight. I'm looking at my partners and we're rolling our eyes going, is this really happening?
Yep.
But it's great. It is. It's why there's movies.
It's why movies were
made. Yeah, it's, you know.
Look, I love Snakes on a Plane. Why? Because it didn't hide what it was.
I like Snakes on a Train.
Snakes on a Train, even better. I like Abraham Lincoln.
Vampire Hunter.
Zombie Hunter.
Zombie Hunter.
There's both.
There are both,
but
yes.
Zombie Hunter, for some reason, I like it a little bit better. Sometimes the B-movies you like a little bit better.
They have more to prove.
Shocked. I want to see Scary Stories. I do want to see Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Did that already come out?
It is out. Yes. But coming out this week is The Good Boys.
I can't see that.
Why? Little kids?
I'm over that super bad world of we're young and puberty and I just can't. I mean, I'm sure you made weird sounds. I'm sure it will be great. I have no doubt. Seth Rogen. I'm sure it'll be great. I just can't.
The one that I also kind of want to see, but I feel like so. There's that movie Yesterday. Have you seen that movie? Do you know that?
That is where the guy creates all the Beatles songs.
Yeah,
they don't exist.
They don't exist in his universe now, or something happened. All Beatles never existed.
I can't.
So,
I can't.
I want to see it. It looks good, but then there's also another one coming out this week called Blinded by the Light, which seems almost like the same-ish, but it's Bruce Springsteen.
It's completely different. You're just being racist.
No, I'm not. It's like, listen, pretty close to it. But here's the thing.
Listen, there's a guy called Kosher Cub who just hit me up online when I was talking about Seth Rogen.
And what did he say? Oh, my God. He looks like Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So.
Wow.
That was just funny. That was just good timing.
Wow. Also, really quick, Pennyworth.
No.
Have you heard of
Pennyworth? I wouldn't even pay a dollar. I don't need any more backstory on Batman.
Okay.
I don't need any more.
I agree.
I mean, it looks great. I'm sure it's...
But here's my problem is it's Alfred.
Yes.
I can't imagine any good ending to a career like what they're portraying him to have, like this heavy military spy career.
The only thing I would watch it for is because it's in the 60s, and I'm a sucker for things in the
60s. Sure, sure. But like he's supposed to have this amazingly military big background spy career, and then he becomes a butler? Like...
Because Thomas Wayne's in it. You find out their relationship.
Of course.
Totally gay.
But here's the thing. He had to say yes to becoming a butler way beforehand. Like,
I think you're reading way too much into this.
He's a butler. He's ultimately a butler, is he not?
Yeah.
So?
What people can't change their career?
Who would go from super awesome spy military guy to butler?
Raising Batman, yeah.
He didn't know he was going to raise Batman.
Didn't he?
Oh, maybe he did. Maybe he was.
We got to find out.
All right, then.
We got to find out.
I can see. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us this week.
Yes, thanks.
It's been interesting. check me out at DGutierrez84. I'll be doing some other postings of other shows and all this other stuff. It's going to be great. I'm excited because I'm going to be doing more of things that I love. This show,
taking
other shows,
your clothes off?
Eventually.
Yes.
Eventually, sir.
Yeah.
If it gets cold enough.
All right.
Anyways, enjoy, everybody. Enjoy your week. Follow me at DGutierrez84. Follow Brad at BradleyBear2000.
That's me.
And we will... Oh, and hit us up if you have any questions.
Hit me right in the face. Hit me right in the damn face.
That you're itching to talk about.
Well, I'm itching to... Never mind.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right. Bye.